We're gearing up for the Career and College Fair to be held on Saturday, August the 5th from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. We will be having mock interviews. Career Links will be here with all of their counseling and job resources and connections. We will also have an on-site career and computer station to upload your resume. Today is the day. Now is the time to start that new career and college.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Listen, Paul's trying to bring us to maturity. He's trying to teach us how we should live as mature Christians. He's trying to share with us that the jubilance of salvation is not replaced as we grow older in Christ. It's just more specified. In other words, you reach a place, as a new Christian, you shout and dance because it's a reflex. But as you grow in God, your rejoicing is more focused. You look back at what God has done for you. And see, the more you walk with God, the less you need a worship leader. Hear me. The people who praise him the loudest ought to be the ones who have the bigger testimony. See, I just told God, I ain't fighting with folk no more who don't want to praise him. I'm not fighting. Because see, people will say, oh, praise the Lord. That's just not me. But I've been a lot of places. I'd go to those old rock and roll shows at the Uptown Theater. I was about 6 months then. And I'd go to them old rock and roll shows, and my mother would take me and leave me there, and I would watch the people singing, and Sam and Dave and the Righteous Brothers, and you know, all of them was up there singing, and there wasn't one person sitting in their seat. Not one. They were all on their feet, and some were down at the front, throwing their underwear up at Little Richard. But when it comes to worship, we get so cerebral. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It don't take all that. And the angels are in heaven wondering if they should cut your head off. Because, and God says, no, they haven't seen what you've seen. But if you have ever had a look at God's mercy, if you've ever seen his grace, I'm telling you, you'll have a praise come out of you that nobody will be able to contain. When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul will cry out, hallelujah. That's why my vision chair that I have in my room, it's facing the eastern side of my house. And I sit in that chair at 2-3 in the morning, and the devil has been attacking me. And so I get up. I don't lay in bed when spiritual attacks come. I get up and I sit in that chair and I look out that window. And when the sun begins to rise, my hope starts pumping in my heart. I say, Lord, it's just another day that the Lord has kept me. The enemy wants you to fight him back with theology. He's not looking for you to fight back with praise. He's not looking for you to take the grown way out. The baby way is to complain. Things ain't doing right. I'm a failure. I don't know. No, but look at what God has done for you. Could have been dead, in the grave, in the hospital, hooked up to a machine. But I've got something to thank the Lord for. And everybody in here has something to thank the Lord for. The adult response is not why, God, but thank you, Jesus. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you look at your life and you say, there isn't one thing that God has done for me, that I made it to where I am by my own power, that is not the truth. Do you understand that the root word of testimony is test? And if you stay with God, every test becomes a testimony. When I get together with my family and we talk about our childhood, the conversation inevitably goes back to some time in our lives when something tragic happens. They always remind me of two things. Number one, I came out my house when I was 8 years old, walked out the Susquehanna Avenue, and a man pulled up in a car, offered me candy, and I was getting in his car. He had opened the door. I was about to get in his car, and out of nowhere, my sister came to the door. She said, "Little Eric, get back over here." And I ran to Jackie. This man took off down the street. They remind me of how God kept me from getting kidnapped. I would not be here with you today if God had not told my sister to go. I owe him praise. I'm sure that every one of us has something in our life where you know if it had not been for the Lord, if God had not brought me out of this, if he had not rescued me, I would not be with you today. And you mean he's not worth a hallelujah? Listen to Paul. He says this in Ephesians 4, verse 17. He said, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." My God. "Don't be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." How many of you are filled with the Spirit? All right, now watch what he says. "If you are filled with the Spirit, you will speak to yourself in psalms and hymns." See, this lets you know that Paul was Baptist or Lutheran, because we're the only ones that sing hymns. "I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone." My God. Paul said, sing hymns to yourself when you feel oppressed, overwhelmed, when you feel like you can't find your way. Sing a song. Sing it out loud. Sing it out strong. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises unto him. For his love is so great that he gave his son to die for you and for me. Sing praises. All over the world, the Spirit, now it's moving. All over the world, like the prophet said it would be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Sing it out to him. Listen to Paul. Speak to yourselves in chapter 5. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Verse 19, make melody in your heart. Give thanks always for all things unto God. But here comes the greatest test of maturity. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. See there? Submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. Don't lord over each other. Mature people don't need to lord over you. They don't need to accept every challenge that comes. The young man that pulls up alongside of me and guns his engine and wants to see how much speed I have under my hood, I ain't interested because I'm mature. The one who tailgates me on 309 and they're right up on me, I pull over now. In old days, I used to tap my brake. wise man I used to work with told me, he said, Eric, if anybody ever hits you from the back, open the door and fall out. It's worth another $10,000. But y'all didn't hear that from me. I ain't wanting to gossip. It's like the lady that came to church. She had a collar around her neck. She was sitting down in the front row, and the preacher came out and said, the Lord's going to heal you. She said, not till after I get my case. But now when they tailgate me, I just pull over. I let them pass. Why? What do I have to prove? What am I proving by fighting with them? No, just let them go. Just let them go. That's a sign of maturity. You don't have to accept every silly challenge. Person walks in front of you, doesn't say, excuse me. Now I just laugh about it. I said to myself, that's just personal ignorance. 20 years ago, I'd be like, hey, I'm standing here. But now it's, you know, praise the Lord. Just go right ahead. It's not worth it anymore. You grow up. These things aren't important anymore. You don't fight about everything. So Paul says, just submit. Just submit. State trooper pulled me over on the turnpike. Pulled me over. I didn't argue. I said, yes, sir. He said, do you know why I stopped? I said, yes, sir. I said, I was in a hurry to get to church. And he looked at me. And he looked again. And he said, Bishop Lambert. And I wanted to say, I'm his evil twin. But I said, yes, sir. He said, slow down. The church will be there. I said, yes, sir. Thank you. I submit to them. I submit to people in authority. Because God put them there. They're there to watch out for me. You don't get an attitude. You just stopping a black. You targeting me because I'm black. No, brother, I'm targeting you because you're doing 85. That's why I'm targeting you. You see? So we get upset. No. Just realize I got caught. And then you just, you know, praise the Lord. God, give me favor so I don't get the moving violation that's going to raise my insurance. Because if I raise my insurance and I can't give you tithes and offerings on Sunday, so this is for you, Lord. Touch their hearts. Hey, I learned how to bargain with God. I'm like Jacob. I ain't letting you go till you're blessed. And he gives me favor, you know, and I learn and I don't do it again. I don't frustrate the grace of God. But see, this is what Paul is saying. Submit yourselves one to another.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
5117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You are cordially invited to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. to celebrate the 23rd church anniversary of Lighthouse Deliverance Gospel Church. This event takes place on Friday, August 4th at 7 p.m. Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church is located at 365 Blackwood Clementon Road, Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021. For further details, visit our website, BethelDeliverance.org.